This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A strike on a Palestinian tent camp has killed dozens of civilians, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged that an Israeli military strike in the southern city of Rafah set fire to a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians, and according to local officials, killed at least 45 people. Netanyahu called the attack a tragic mistake. The Gaza Health Ministry says the dead included at least 12 women and 8 children. The strike only added to the surging international criticism Israel has faced over its war with Hamas. According to the Health Ministry, the overall Palestinian death toll in the war is now above 36,000. I'm Norman Hall.
Hundreds marched in Tunis on Monday, condemning an Israeli strike on Rafah, which, according to the Gaza authorities, killed 45 Palestinians and wounded dozens. Protesters waved Palestinian flags and chanted slogans as they gathered outside the French embassy in the Tunisian capital. Papua New Guinea's massive landslide 3 days ago buried more than 2,000 people, the government said on Monday, as treacherous terrain impeded aid and lowered hopes of finding survivors. The National Disaster Center gave the new number in a letter to the UN, which had put the possible deaths at more than 670. The disaster site is remote, and there is difficulty in getting an accurate population estimate. More than 150 houses were buried beneath debris, almost two stories high. Rescuers say they heard screams from beneath the earth. The landslide happened on Friday. This is VOA News.